My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now, will join us coming up at 8:25. We'll talk NFL with him. And don't forget Jonathan Allen coming up at 9 a.m. here on the show. During the Jonathan Allen interview, we're going to have our Pizza Bowlies question of the week. If you have a question you would like us to ask Jonathan Allen, send it to us within the next hour at Junks Radio, and then we will ask him said question during the interview. That's how this works.
I have a question.
At Junks Radio, send the question. Yes.
Probably not going to happen today, but at some point, can we get a delivery of Pizza Bowlies wings? And pizza.
I would think that we should be able to make that happen, I would guess.
I would think so.
That'd be fantastic.
I have kind of a silly question, all right, but tonight I have a soccer practice.
Okay.
It's the second one at an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I was assigned by the county this field.
Sure.
I have kind of a voluntary practice on Fridays at a different field where I don't have a permit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in my neighborhood.
It's just a rogue
and
practice.
It's mowed.
Okay, yeah.
The field was not mowed last week. And it was like up past the ankle level.
Ooh,
it
deep.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
All right. My question is this. Can I go to an elementary school during a school day to check out the field to see if it was mowed?
You end up right in jail. No. Or shot.
Just walk onto the campus.
I'm going to get shot. Who's going to shoot me?
I'm being facetious.
You're not supposed to be on school grounds during school grounds.
Probably not great.
You can't.
Probably not
but
a great
I'll say this. I see people walking around in my neighborhood. There's an elementary school right next to my house. I see couples walking pretty close to the school every day.
I think you
kind of depends
it.
On the.
I think as long as you just went, surveyed it quickly, and left, it's
I
not
think
a big
I could
deal.
Park in the lot. Now the lot might have all the spaces full, and just creep, look, like, oh, they didn't mow it, and then I can text my team and move the practice.
Or you could just bring your mower before the practice.
Thought about it.
Mow the grass and then just go from there.
Thought but about that, but that I haven't done that since the days of top hat lawn mowing.
That seems borderline psychotic.
And we used to put the lawnmowers in the back of EB's Chevy Malibu.
Yeah.
Malibu Classic.
Or you could call the school office and ask them. Maybe they'll know.
Call the school and say, did you mow your lawn?
Yeah. Why?
You think the secretary is going to waste
they
your
might,
time?
I don't know. They might know.
When you were coaching softball?
I'd do that before driving out there.
When you were coaching softball, did you ever have just terrible facilities?
When we were in house league, but in travel, no. Travel, we had nice fields. House league,
it's a conundrum for you. Well, speaking of nice facilities, last night I went to a pickup pickleball game about 3 miles from my house.
Right.
And this dude lives like on probably, I don't know, 2 acres, maybe 2.5 acres. And he has a dedicated, paved, beautiful, lit pickleball court right next to his house.
They're popping up everywhere.
I'm so jealous. I'm the most jealous.
Your basketball court.
It was amazing.
Could you convert that to a pickleball court?
I mean,
have you ever done the measurements? I had mine measured at one point.
I have the room, but I would probably need to regrade my backyard. Like it would be a massive undertaking.
Look, in a perfect scenario, you're going to die in about 20 years. What do you care?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're not shooting many 3-pointers from your never line court.
Being used. I have a hoop in my yard. I don't use it anymore.
The hoop gets used at times, like when the kids come home.
Yeah, just to kill time.
That's,
they would use pickleball way more. They would use the pickleball way more. You guys would have family wars all the time.
All I know is
you should do it.
I was at the Field of Dreams last night. That was my personal Field of Dreams. I was like,
Can you send me a picture? I'd like to see it.
I mean, I have a picture on my phone.
Oh, I want to see it.
I tweeted it last night.
He posted a picture on his Twitter.
I don't see everyone's tweets.
And it was spectacular.
It's amazing.
I'm unaware.
I was so jealous.
Don't mock me for the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the pickleball craze dying down a little?
No. I don't think so.
It's ratcheting up.
I don't know if it's ratcheting up, but I don't think it's dying off.
It's never been bigger. Drab's going to lose this one. It's never been bigger.
Drab's going to
take it. I know when I go...
It's never been bigger.
When I go to the gym, they converted a basketball court to 3 pickleball courts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always full.
Of course.
But it's hard to tell whether it's growing because there's only 3 courts there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's never been more. Now, I'm really not playing that much anymore because I'm scared of blowing out my Achilles. But my wife plays all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have, legitimate pickleball psychos that play in the rain. They pull their cars up to the fence and light the courts with their cars at night. Like,
so that's not at the country
club?
That's
kind of insane.
No, that's at the pool where we belong, the North Chevy Chase.
Because I know my friends who are all members at Lakewood, or a lot of them are members at Lakewood. I think they're converting or building pickleball
courts. Don't get me wrong. They have pickleball at the club indoors, but they can't have it outdoors because they have hard true courts, which are essentially like a clay, like a poor man's clay.
They're silly too.
Yeah.
I don't.
So much sliding on the courts.
I don't have any problem with pickleball. Just build your own courts. Stop destroying in Brambleton. The tennis courts are always full.
Yeah.
EB lies. The tennis courts are always full. Four courts, 24/7.
I don't see them that filled.
I came back
a
week ago. I go there every other week. They converted them to two of them to pickleball courts. And there's one person playing on now 8 pickleball courts. I wanted, and of course they have their effing boombox.
Drive you crazy.
No etiquette. I wanted to burn the Brambleton tennis courts down. Or now pickleball courts, pickleball courts.
Yes.
Just filled with donks.
So are you saying that you can't get tennis time now?
The tennis, it was impossible to get tennis courts before because they were always filled. Now there's unique. Half as many courts and filled and just a bunch of pickleball nets out there and one idiot with a boombox.
That may be the case in that particular spot. I know
that's unusual.
I haven't gone around studying it. I know that where I used to live in King Farm in Gaithersburg/Rockville, they converted, I believe, 2 basketball courts.
They're converting them everywhere
into pickleball courts
all over the world.
And I do recall when I played tennis. I even think I played tennis with Drab in King Farm once. Mm-hmm. Most of the courts were empty. The tennis courts.
The idea that it's like some sort of version of like bowling now is crazy.
It's much more popular.
It is ubiquitous to our culture now.
I think bowling,
it's not going away.
Why wouldn't it be similar to bowling in terms of popularity?
I think it's going to be more popular because it's so easy. It's cheaper.
I was just at a bowling alley on Saturday for a kid's birthday party. Looked like there were a lot of lanes.
I'm not saying bowling alleys aren't full.
Yeah. I don't think they're full. Every time I drive by a bowling alley lately,
how many?
Lot of
there's
got to
be a lot more pickleball.
Yeah, but how often are you going on Friday night, Saturday night,
never.
Thursday night? Right.
Here's the thing about bowling. Yeah,
you're
going to
be driving by at noon.
No, they have bowling leagues or whatever, but I mean, big deal. They got dart leagues. This thing is massive. It's just a huge wave, and we missed it, and I'm pissed about it.
Well,
what do you mean we missed it?
What do you mean?
Why capitalized on it. We should have owned it somehow.
We should have started a league.
You probably missed on NVIDIA, too.
Pickleball. I thought you were going to start a pickleball place.
I know.
Pickle junkies.
Just find an old warehouse. Convert it.
I mean, every empty Bed Bath & Beyond is a pickleball spot now. I mean, it's just... It's massive. I don't even care anymore because I don't play. I'm locked in on the golf right now.
For me, I had a massive bulge in my pants when I saw that dude's pickleball court.
Well, I last played with Jason Bishop, and I sucked.
He did a really nice job of this, too, like the way he did the walls.
It's
around
beautiful.
Great. So why don't you do this?
It's my personal field of dreams right there.
What do you think that would cost?
I have no idea.
Well, that might cost a lot to do a good... It depends if you do sport court or if you do like real tennis.
That's like real tennis court like surface.
So that's going to take a little more maintenance.
Yeah, do the sport court.
The sport court, but then you don't get... Sometimes you get dead spots.
Yeah, that's true.
You could do sport court,
but they do is they because I had it all. No, I had the guys come out.
If I were to do it, you would do that because you don't want
the dead spots.
I want the silly asphalt. I don't know what is it, asphalt concrete. I don't know
whatever
what that surface is.
Yeah.
I want that.
That's whatever that is.
Sure, neighbors will be happy.
They'd be so bitter. My guy Kevin will be so. I love Kevin. He loves me.
You could be in the news.
I thought Kevin's across the street.
They'll go viral for Cakes putting in a court in his backyard.
Kevin lives to my right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then Oscar,
two doors down.
So you don't know this guy as well.
I just met him last night.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like is the way he did the sort of the wall around, like because clearly he probably had to do some.
He's
grading
got lights.
There.
It's not like we had to pull our cars
and
flash our high beams in. He's got lights.
So
this is ridiculous.
I can't wait till he has to sell this home in 15 years and nobody wants a pickleball court.
Oh really? Nobody's going to want a pickleball court.
It ain't going anywhere.
All these people playing now are going to be dead.
Yeah, but all the kids are playing.
Hey, you know
what? Kids are playing.
If people don't want the pickleball court, they can pave it over. They can do it, turn it into whatever.
You can use it as a negative that it's not some sort of elite skill. It is at the highest level, but the barrier to entry is nothing because literally a beginner can play and be competent with another beginner the first day.
Why aren't you playing?
I'm afraid of blowing out my Achilles.
He thinks he's going to get hurt.
The beginner sport.
No, because I'm just too competitive in this stupid thing. Mm. If you hit a shot, I'm going to die for it. I'm going to lurch for it. And I felt a tug, and that retired me.
You felt the twinge?
I felt a tug in my Achilles, and I went, because my brother's torn his. Mm-hmm. My other brother's torn his. I'm way older.
Oh, wow. I didn't know both of your bros tore their Achilles.
And you look
their
up
Achilles bros?
It's definitely something that runs, and it's definitely a genetic component to it, too.
Okay.
And if I said it once, and I'll say it 100 times. If I tear my Achilles, which is very likely, I'll cry every day for a year. Because you're just wiped out.
Well, you'd be out for a year.
It sucks.
Yes.
Not great.
I'll cry every day. Like a baby. Like a whimpering, sad baby.
If it happens, it happens. I mean.
No, you're fine. I'm not saying you should stop.
Yeah.
I'm saying, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm not making a judgment on you. You do you.
I'm sure Cakes does a lot of stretching before.
Zero stretching. No stretching whatsoever.
That guy would probably let you just play. I mean,
well, he runs a game like every Monday night, and I'll be there probably every Monday night.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about me.
Yes, please.
I want to build a golf shed.
Okay.
Yeah, I need a silly golf shed.
All right.
So I need a silly hookup.
Okay.
Buy some advertising here at the station. I need a shed
from like a Home Depot shed that they have out in the parking lot.
No. I need a big one. I need 10-foot high. I need 16 feet wide, 20 feet long.
He wants to fit a simulator in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put my private, and I'm going to have put, yes.
And a bar.
Be silly.
Okay.
Huh?
And a bar.
Probably a bar.
I've seen a
leather couch.
Yeah.
And I just, I mean, maybe just a cart. I just need a cart.
Yeah.
Booze.
Beverage cart.
That's all I need.
You need a fridge. You need a fridge for the beers.
Fridge.
Yeah.
So I need electricity.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But my wife's not pleased.
What's the cash outlay for a golf
shed? What's your budget?
Well, right now, my budget's zero.
Zero.
My budget right now.
Nice. Because he wants the hook. He wants the hook job.
Okay, but I mean, like, theoretical, if you didn't have a hook job.
You could do it. I don't know. I mean, it depends. See, like, my brother could probably build one for just materials.
Okay.
But, you know, he's busy. It'd be a pain in the ass.
You trust your brother to build a cutting-edge golf shed?
I don't think it has to be that great. I mean, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I think... Literally, a moron can build a shed.
Well,
but I'm not even at moron status.
This moron cannot build a shed.
No, I know. I'm not even at that level.
I can't build a Lego shed, let alone a real shed in a backyard.
I'm right there with you, but anybody that has a real sack and ball, you know what I mean?
Sure, like
a real
man.
Set.
Yeah.
They
My neighbor Kevin could build
Valdez,
a shed.
I could probably hire you.
He could build a shed in half an hour. I'm convinced of it. My
Valdez, next door could I hire you? You think, honestly... I'm not suggesting it. I know you got a life and you got to play golf and everything. You're too fancy.
And your shed's going to have a Ravens but logo on it. You don't want that.
Could I build a shed?
I guarantee you I could hire him and his dad.
Okay.
And they could come over their hillbilly car and they could build me a shed. What do you think?
We could probably figure it out. My dad, 72, put up some new fencing around the backyard.
Like, I would have no problem. I wouldn't even question your bona fide.
Hey, man,
I would just take a look at you.
We got to go to Lowe's to buy the materials for Evie's
golf
shed.
I'm just looking at Valdez, and I know his dad. They could build.
Who put together the above ground pool back in the day?
Well, I'm sure they hired a company.
I think they hired somebody.
Yeah. But I just know his dad is he's no wussy.
He's a manly man.
He knows how to do it. Valdez knows how to do a lot of stuff. You could do it.
I remember building my first fence with him at 12.
Yeah. I mean, I've never built a fence.
Legitimately, could you guys build a shed out of nothing? Like, just walk into Home Depot and buy the materials to build a shed?
Maybe they probably have to do a little research.
We could figure it out. We'd have to do a little research and figure out what kind of shed he wants.
Okay.
Does he want, a siding? We can figure it out.
Yeah, I want it to look nice.
Yeah.
And I do want, I want some, whatever. I don't want it to look hurting wood. I want it to be like drywall.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, drywall in the interior.
Drywall.
Okay.
We can figure it out.
You don't want particle board.
Actually, I think my dad.
I don't want it to look like a wooden shed, like my mom's shed. It just looks like a hurting shed inside. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Come to think of it, I think my dad built our.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our shed in the backyard. It's all wood. No, it's all wooden.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like a shed. I want it to look like a tiny house.
You want to look like an addition.
That's what I want it to look like, a tiny house.
I hear you. You want it to be on
HGTV. Well, you want it to look like a pool house.
I got to pay $500,000 to get my kids out of school.
So it's going to be in 5 years,
six years. This is a long-term capital project.
I'm almost done with two of them. No, it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
All right, but you got another one.
I'm not worried about her. You got four more years.
I know who your second call is going to. The first one's to Valdez Builders Incorporated. Yeah. Second one's going to Ed J. to take out a loan for the golf shed.
I'm not taking out a loan, but yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. There you have it.
There's got to be a company out here that wants to support the Junks, needs an endorser.
Yeah, like a local contractor.
Yeah.
Wants a pub, right?
The Cakes wants a pickleball court. You want the golf simulator.
Yeah, but I've determined I want a pickleball court on a couple acres of land. I don't want it just jammed into my backyard.
Your backyard's fairly big.
Don't you have a big
backyard? It's not that big.
Couldn't you put it at the very back of your yard? But I'm guessing, is there some tree you don't want to cut
down?
But
I'm telling you, I'm guessing
no,
it's
the
about...
major tree is in the front.
I think a pickleball court might fit into your space where you got the basketball court. I mean, maybe you'd have to extend
it.
He can't
put
a little
bit. No. He's got to chop that thing into a billion pieces. That thing's an eyesore. He's got to get rid of that.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions.
He's got to get rid of that.
I know he's not going to do it. He hasn't cut down this the eyesore of a tree yet.
I know.
To him, it's not an eyesore.
He loves it.
It's a blessing.
It's his personality.
Yeah, to him, it
adds personality to the property.
It's no eye. That's a problem you're missing.
Everyone, 99% of people would say it's an eyesore, but not this guy.
That's everyone fine. In the world thinks it's an eyesore, but him.
Yeah. And you know who's most important in that?
Right.
Me.
Right.
This guy.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we are going to talk some NFL with Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now. And don't forget, Jonathan Allen will join us coming up at 9 o'clock right here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.